All right, Don, I have something on the table
Okay,
here. Do you
what do
know
you
what this
have?
is?
Is it a cookie press or what
Yep,
is
it
it?
is. It's a cookie mold. This is Santa, and this is a little gingerbread. And then I have a pattern. I haven't seen
Oh,
one of these
nice.
in forever. Have you?
No,
Did your mom sew when you were
yes,
little?
yeah, years ago,
Yeah. And here's the
decades
pattern.
ago.
Oh, so long ago. I took a sewing
Look
class when
at this.
I know it's old school.
Wow.
Old school
Wow.
pattern. Now, the reason why I brought a cookie press and a pattern is because these things resemble a type. That means they are things that will eventually be fulfilled in the future. This isn't the dress yet, but it's a pattern for how it can become the dress. And this isn't the full cookie yet, but it's telling me what it's going to be in the future. Now, in scripture, a lot of times we use the terms type and shadow. Well, we talked about what a shadow means clear back in episode 7, so make sure you catch that. Today, we're going to talk about a type, and these are a type of things to be fulfilled. And the word type in scripture means a historical person, place, or institution that hasn't yet been fulfilled, but there are things along the way that show examples of them who will eventually come. And so today in our episode, we're going to talk about one specific person who is a type of Jesus Christ. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzalak Hall with my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry. And today we are going to jump into the scriptures and we're going to go to Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High God. All right, Don.
So let's first talk about the order of the Son of God.
Okay.
And we're going to really emphasize how the priesthood is centered in Jesus Christ. So anyone that has a priesthood, they're getting that power from Jesus.
Absolutely.
So this is from Joseph Smith translation, Genesis 14. And thus, having been approved of God, he, Melchizedek, was ordained an high priest after the order of the covenant which God made with him, it being after the order of the Son of God, which order came not by man, nor by the will of man, neither by father nor mother, neither by beginning of days nor end of years, but it came from God.
Yes, I think that's awesome.
And it was delivered unto men by the calling of his own voice, according to his own will, unto as many as believed on his name. And I think this is a lesson for all of us when we talk about the priesthood on the earth. It's God's power, it's his will, it came from his voice, and so on.
Absolutely.
Some time ago, I talked about one of my favorite places on earth was the Sawtooth Mountains.
Yes.
And then I have the Red Sea. And the reason I put those here, how awe-inspiring the power of the Melchizedek priesthood is. Everyone being ordained after this order and calling should have power by faith to break mountains. So you look at those mountains and say, what? The Melchizedek priesthood has the power to break those or to divide the seas. And of course, we have the image of Moses dividing the sea to dry up waters, to turn them out of their course.
You don't really consider that the Melchizedek priesthood has that kind of power. We always think of power to heal and different things like that. But that, when you put it in that context, it really does have power to heal, to put at defiance the armies of nations, to divide the earth, to break every band, to stand in the presence of God, to do all things according to his will, according to his command, subdue principalities and powers, and this by the will of the Son of God, which was from before the foundation of the world. And men, having this faith, coming up into this order of God, were translated and taken up into heaven. I mean, this is a whole lesson. I want
Yes,
every
yes.
man that holds the Melchizedek priesthood to know this is the kind of power, and for women to understand that using the Melchizedek priesthood, that this is accessible to them.
And twice it says it's by God's will, according to
His
his
will.
will. We have to remember
His
that.
will.
Give full credit to the Lord. Every time we administer in the ordinances or heal the sick, give all credit to God. I've listed four instances where someone is bound, and then through the priesthood, they broke that band.
Awesome.
Abraham was fettered with bonds, Peter with chains, Nephi with cords, and Parley P. Pratt with chains.
Okay, that's really neat. I like
We
that.
could do that with every phrase
Yes, you
to
could.
stand in the presence of God. Let's look for Christ-focused terms.
Okay. And now Melchizedek was a priest of this order. Therefore, he obtained peace in Salem and was called the Prince of Peace. And his people wrought righteousness and obtained heaven and sought for the city of Enoch, which God had before taken, separating it from the earth, having reserved it until the latter days or the end of the world. And this Melchizedek, having thus established righteousness, was called the King of Heaven by his people, or in other words, the King of Peace.
So let's look at some examples of how Melchizedek was a type and shadow,
Okay.
or how he's a pattern. Melchizedek, my king is righteousness.
And then Jesus Christ, the righteous King of Kings.
Melchizedek was the king of Salem, which means peace.
And then Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
The priesthood was named after Melchizedek.
And the priesthood is centered in Jesus Christ.
Melchizedek exercised great faith.
And Jesus Christ is the focus of our faith.
Melchizedek did preach repentance unto his people.
And Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
Among mortals at the time, this is in Alma, none were greater.
And Jesus is preeminent in all things.
The power of the Melchizedek priesthood, this is Hebrews 5:6, and Jesus Christ is the power. And I'm going to give us some quotes on this that make it so crystal clear.
Okay.
But first it says, "And he saith also in another place, thou, Jesus Christ, art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." That's a huge compliment to Melchizedek.
Yeah. Tell me, was there something significant about the way it's spelled here versus the way we spell it?
It's a Hebrew word, and then it went to the Greek,
okay,
to the English translation.
Okay.
So it's just whoever spelled it that way.
Great. Good to know. I always have questions when I think things spelled differently.
Same.
Very cool. The priesthood is centered in Christ. Priesthood is inherent in the Godhead. It is authority and power that has its source in the eternal Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. In seeking the source of the priesthood, we can conceive of no condition beyond God himself. In him it centers. From him it must emanate.
If Christ is God, then the priesthood comes from him. It is centered in him. What man had authority to give God the holy priesthood? Now, just a little side note, when I was in high school, I collected quotes and papers on different doctrinal themes. One was on priesthood.
Huh.
So I started collecting these, and I'd have a file on priesthood and Jesus Christ and baptism, and I had about 100 files. I still have them. My dad sometimes would come home and say, "Here's another article for you to put in your files." So now we're going to read one more slide to really emphasize this.
Where did Jesus receive the priesthood? Jesus was no rabbi graduated from theological schools, no certified preacher, no bearer of degrees conferred by institutions of men. His investiture was of the supremely higher order, that of commission and ordination at the hands of his and our eternal Father. He was and is the incarnation of priesthood.
And it's all upper caps, as I remember in this quote by Elder Talmage.
And to think right there, ordained at the hands of his eternal Father. That is powerful.
I love it.
Melchizedek is a type, shadow of Jesus Christ. Do you think that we could be types and shadows of the Savior as well?
Absolutely.
Not just prophets?
Every righteous woman and every righteous man, I think, is a type and shadow of our Lord.
I agree. And the thing that's been really cool about studying this today, specifically the priesthood, is because for me growing up as a kid, it was so often that the men have the priesthood, but the women don't. But as I've been reading these quotes, because of our past prophet, President Nelson, who's enlightened us on the idea that women have priesthood power, I love inserting myself into some of these quotes, realizing I have access to this priesthood power. I'm not ordained to it, totally different, but I do have access to this incredible power by virtue of my covenants, by attending the temple.
Absolutely.
And I think that's important for us to make sure we emphasize that when we're talking, because all of us can be a cookie press. All we have to do is look to him, have faith in him, which is what you pointed out. And I think that's what Melchizedek did. He started out by having faith. And maybe he was in high school making files of all the great things. Maybe that was what Melchizedek did to get where we got. Wherever it is for you, just stay on the path. Keep doing those things to have faith in Jesus Christ as you become a type and shadow of the Savior Jesus Christ for everybody that knows you. That's my takeaway from studying Melchizedek. And so we hope you enjoyed this discussion and have some fun with this as you think about the priesthood in your life and how you are becoming a type and shadow of Jesus Christ. Shalom and goodbye.